Riviera Radio. Business.
Morning.
A few glum faces around the place this morning.
What are you talking about?
What? Oh, you probably missed it. You were sleeping. France out of the European Championships.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
Well, yeah, maybe you should get an early night. You know, it might improve your performance in the mornings a bit. You know,
this is true.
Propping your eyelids up with matchsticks and
this is right.
I'm surprised you're even here this week, actually. I would have thought, you know, you would be the prawn sandwich brigade at SW19 munching on strawberries and cream and trying to pretend you like tennis.
I do like tennis. Unfortunately, our friend from Georgia didn't do so well yesterday. He looked like he was fighting back. Did you see the match?
I did, yes. Yes.
It was a good match, actually, wasn't it?
It was nice, pretty good.
The third set was good, but unfortunately, he didn't prevail. Well, I've got to be careful. I see him when we're feeding the ducks with Amelia. His children are next to us feeding the ducks.
Yeah, it's not so tennis, though. It's all parkour these days, isn't it?
I tell you what I play, paddle.
Paddle.
It's a wonderful game. That is an amazing game.
But no doubt,
mixture between tennis and squash.
No doubt you'll be having a look at the game this evening, will you? Some small match taking place at Wembley.
It's our nemesis, isn't it? Here we go again. They knocked us out. I think, was it the 1990 semi-finals, 2010 World Cup?
Yeah.
The one, of course, that really hurt was Euro 96, when a certain Gareth Southgate missed a penalty. Let's hope he can, as manager, take revenge this evening and... and England can finally do something better than they normally do.
Let's hope that he doesn't have to come on and take a penalty.
Let's hope it doesn't go to penalties, is probably the question. Listen, I said it before, Germany always seem to outperform. I don't think it's the best German team that we've ever seen, but they're very efficient. They always over-deliver. England, I don't know if they have wonderful teams, they have wonderful players, and they always under-deliver. Let's hope it's different tonight.
Euro 96, eh?
Coming home.
That rings a bell, doesn't it?
That was wonderful, wasn't it?
Was
that
it?
That was a terrific summer.
I know you enjoyed it.
For a man, Lineker scored.
Right.
How long have you had that?
Forever. Oh, I'll have it forever. As long as I'm on this earth, I will keep it. It's classic.
For a man, Lineker scored.
Should we move on to the markets? Not a bad day in the US, down in Europe.
Yeah, European equities fell for a third, first time in three sessions, as fresh travel restrictions dampened hopes of a revival in summer tourism. Stock 600 fell 0.6%. Travel and leisure, no surprise, was the worst performing sector, down 4.4%. Destinations imposed curbs on UK travellers, fears that could spread. Cyclicals also struggled. Energy down 2.3%. Banking was off 2% in Europe. Healthcare, the best performing sector, was up 0.6%. In fact, a new record high in Europe yesterday, boosted by gains for large pharmaceuticals. On Wall Street, a different picture. The mega tech companies led stocks to fresh record highs. The S&P 500 moved higher. It's up 0.25%. NASDAQ outperformed, was up 1%. This is on the news that Facebook has won a dismissal of two monopoly lawsuits that could have forced the company to break up and sell off its WhatsApp and Instagram divisions. Facebook shares up 4% after the ruling, pushing its market cap above the $1 trillion mark for the first time. As in Europe, airlines and cruise operators in the US were under pressure yesterday. And we are looking at a weaker start on the European bourses this morning. Tony Coyne, FTSE down 6 points. DAX over in Frankfurt down 14 points. CAC 40 in Paris off 2 points.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Got them all there, haven't you? Just a touch of a button, ready to go.
Stick them all on an MP3 and send them to Uncle Barclay.
There's no Dolly Parton, that's the good news.
I wouldn't be so sure about that. India, new supports coming in for the economy.
Yeah, India's unveiled a series of new schemes that focus on health and tourism in an effort to boost the economy and provide relief to businesses. Government will expand its emergency credit scheme for small businesses to 4.5 trillion rupees, that's $60 billion. The government will also provide guarantees on loans to the pandemic-hit health sector and medical infrastructure businesses. The measures were announced as the economy continues to reel from that second virulent wave. India reported 46,000 new cases and 979 deaths on Monday in a 24-hour period. Ministers also proposed support for the badly hit tourism sector. They said they would extend loans to travel agencies and to guides and provide 500,000 free visas when the sector reopens. So trying to fight its way back, second wave has really not growth prospects, but vaccination supply has certainly been improving. Therefore, the economic outlook is brightening and accommodative monetary and fiscal policies should also help. However, inflation has been rising in India, no surprise there, given the higher commodity prices. We have reduced our growth forecast for India. We started the year around 11%. We've still got 9.5% penciled in for the full year, so not a bad result if that turns out to be the case, given the problems that they've had.
I love Dolly Parton. Have you ever heard that Coat of Many Colours? Oh, it makes you cry.
Nice.
Absolutely makes you cry. It's about this little coat that her mum made her out of these little patches. And she sealed it with a kiss. It was so nice. And then when she went to school, all her friends laughed at her. Well, it just reminds me of my own childhood.
You've lost the plot, haven't you, really? Many times.
That must have been about 20 years ago, that little clip.
No, I think that was last week, wasn't it? Last week.
It's the most emotional song I think that's ever been written.
State of that and the price of tomatoes. Have you seen the price of tomatoes?
No.
Tinned tomatoes are up 23% so far this year, mainly or a lot to do with the price of tin. That's your
scary,
cue.
Isn't it? That's scary. Metals have been rising quite dramatically. I didn't realize, are they up 23%? It's quite
23%. It was not only the price of commodities, but also a poor harvest in Italy last year and just a general global warming, basically, which is seeing crop yields drop.
That's a nice little point. He's finally adding something to the show. Across the commodity complex, we've seen a little bit of weakness. Copper traded certainly lower yesterday. It was down $9,363 a ton. That's down from a record high of $10,747 back in May. Investors have been excited about commodities as the global economy recovery gathers pace. The huge infrastructure projects have been announced. Particularly excited about copper, given its green and electrification credentials. The move to the downside, however, comes as profit growth at Chinese industrial firms continues to slow as higher raw material costs squeeze margins and weigh on activities. High commodity costs have also encouraged the Chinese government to try and cool prices by releasing some of its metal stockpiles, and they've been introducing measures to reduce hoarding and speculation, particularly in local markets. But given the recovery in the economy, those big infrastructure projects have been announced, expectation is that commodity prices will remain high. And of course, that has a knock-on effect, particularly for inflation expectations.
Can't say I get that particularly excited about copper, really.
No?
Copper,
copper pipes. I know you've gone for plastic in your house, but you know, the old-fashioned way is still the best.
Foreign exchanges, please.
Pound against dollar, 138.5 this morning. Euro dollar, 119. €1, 16 cents for your British pound this morning.
Enjoy the football.
What is your prediction?
Germany to win up penalties.
I knew you'd go for that. We shall talk tomorrow.
OK, have a nice day. Bye-bye. Hang pots and bark.